Écricom 2006, épreuve orale d'anglais. Texte numéro 15. Europe and US drink to end of 20-year wine war. Champagne producers are popping their corks in celebration. After a 20-year battle, an end to the abomination of American champagne is finally in sight. As part of a transatlantic agreement, European producers have won strict measures governing the use of famous European wine names, including champagne, port, and sherry, in the United States. But it comes at a price. Europe will have to allow Americans to sell wine using shockingly non-traditional methods. European winemakers have long been resentful that prestigious names which took their forebears centuries to build up, such as California Champagne, are generically used in the US. American winemakers have been equally frustrated by the quality and labelling restrictions that limit their access to the lucrative European market, which they've claimed is little more than protectionism. 2 decades of faltering negotiations often teetered on the brink of a transatlantic wine war, with Washington repeatedly threatening legal action against Brussels at the World Trade Organization. But now the American government has promised to impose restrictions on its winemakers' use of 17 wine names as a prelude to an eventual ban. In return, Europe will recognize every winemaking technique allowed in the US and reduce the bureaucracy that American vintners face when trying to export their products. The US and Europe are already each other's biggest export markets for wine, each selling more to the other than the rest of the world combined. The EU exported $2.3 billion, £1.3 billion, of wine to the US last year, and in return imported $487 million, primarily into Britain. Under the first stage of the deal, Washington will pass legislation that will ban all American winemakers from promoting any new products using the names Burgundy, Chablis, Champagne, Chianti, Claret, Eau Sauternes, Hock, Madeira, Malaga, Marsala, Moselle, Port, Retsina, Rhine, Sauternes, Sherry, and Tokaj. The EU is confident that under the second stage of the deal, the US can be persuaded to ban all use of these names. Marianne Wolfers, Secretary General of the European Committee for Wine, which represents European producers, said, "We hoped for much more, but we are happy. Once there are restrictions on the names, companies won't invest in them anymore. It makes it less attractive. Progressively, they will invent their own national products and they will leave champagne to champagne." Europe will allow American wine producers to use 14 traditional European words and phrases on their bottles, including chateau, vintage, classic, ruby, and superior, for 3 years. Fin du texte numéro 15.